Okay, let's learn. I have a schus baruch Hashem for all these years to be learning Ma'amar from the Alter Rebbe. At the end of last year, we learned the Ma'amar from the Rebbe Rashab. All of the Ma'amar from the Tzaddikim of Chabad are Pirushim and Biurim of the teachings of the Alter Rebbe of the Balatanya. And the truth is, I said at the end of before the summer, I said that I would like to do a longer Ma'amar from the Rashab. But I realized that it's kedai to learn this maimer of Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim from the Alter Rebbe before to prepare us to move on to the maimer of Heichalzu of the Rebbe Rashab. And since this maimer, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, is obviously very, very connected to Rosh Hashanah. And it's all about this time of the year, preparing us to enter into this time of the year. Of course, we're going to be learning it for some time beyond Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hashem, but the essential nekuda pnimis of this Torah is very much needed in order for us to move forward, of course, in our avoda of tshuva during this time of the year, and to be able to learn the mind of Heichalzu from the Rebbe Rashab. For those who have the Sefer, we're going to first learn the Psicha on page Lamed Vav. You know that every single Torah of the Rebbe is an Olam Mala, it's an entire world, an entire universe, and we try to enter into that mikvah of his Torah and to live in it throughout the time that we're learning it. And one of the greatest feelings of Nachas that I have is talking in conversations with Chevra from over the years, to be able to refer back, oh, that was the Maimer of Maim Rabban, that the Alter Rebbe taught us a certain mahalach and how to live in this world when it comes to Parnasa. Oh, that was the Maimer that we learned the meaning of what it means to eat bechlal, eating on Shabbos. That was the, and we can find for ourselves in each of these Torahs a way to live, a way to think, a way to feel. And Hashem's Bach should help us that. It should bring us into this tekufa in the way of kedusha and tahara. With the psicha on page Lamed Vav, we're learning the Chassidus Mavaris. Those who are able to get the sefer, it's available in all the svarim stores. The first volume on my Adam Chelak Aleph. Otherwise, it's printed in Likutei Torah, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. The psicha is a very, very helpful overview of the entire maimer, and we always learn the psicha in order to enter into the maimer. The Torah shebichsav le'nesparish mahusu shel Rosh Hashanah. You know, Rosh Hashanah is a mysterious day in the Torah shebichsav. The Torah doesn't really tell us what Rosh Hashanah is. It doesn't tell us. Rak nema shehu yom zichroim tshuva. The Torah just tells us that it's a day of Zichrin Tshuva, a day of remembering, of the remembrance of the blowing of the Shofar. Zichrin Tshuva. So it's a day of remembering, of Zikaron, of memory. It's a day of blowing this funny thing, the Shofar. More than that, where it comes from, what's the Shorish of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't really tell us. The Torah is silent. My Hamashmos shall yom ze. Shall call miskanin lakrasai bechil uberada. What is the deeper meaning of this day that we all prepare for with great awe and with great trembling? It's so interesting how Davke Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, right? More than any other days, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are shrouded in mystery. The Torah doesn't tell us what they are. Shavuos is when we became a people, to be a Yid, to be Makabal the Torah. It's not, the Torah doesn't really say that about Shavuos. It's not there. And with Rosh Hashanah, which is the day that we were created, it's the day of our creation. Zayam Tchilas Ma'asecha, Zikram Yom Rishon, it's the beginning of who we are. It's the beginning of our existence as human beings in this world, and the beginning of our existence as Jews. That new reality of Klal Yisrael, Atam Kriyim Adam, of this human being, of Torah, it's it's hidden from us in the Torah. It's not clear. And you see the deepest things that there are. We have to work very hard to try to understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants us to uncover the Nakuda of the beginning inside of ourselves and to try to remember. Rosh Hashanah is the day of remembering. And it's important. The struggle to remember and to recapture the beginning is very, very important. It's like that. It's like that to also the husband and wife to remember the chuppah. When you look at your children, to remember that when the child was born. To remember the beginnings. Because Baruch Hu wants us to try to remember. So the Torah doesn't tell us. Chachmeinu Zal b'Yerusha b'yom zeh yeshnam kama dvarim yuchadim. We know from Chazal, and there's a very important drasha from the Ramban, from Rosh Hashanah, explains Chazal. So we know Chachmeinu Zal b'Yerusha b'yom zeh yeshnam kama dvarim yuchadim. There are certain special things, Shkai Chavies. There are special things on Rosh Hashanah. Zeu Yom HaDin VaHamishpat, it's the day of judgment. This doesn't say in the Torah that there's any judgment taking place on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say that. We know from Chazal that it's Yom HaDin VaHamishpat. B'yom Zeh Maschil Maser Shemetshuva. We know from Chazal that it is the beginning of a series of days called the Maser Shemetshuva. And Zeu Yom Briyas HaAdam, it's the day of man's creation. Va'oid, va'oid, and there's a lot of stuff, a lot of other stuff. But all of that we were makabel from Chazal. It's not in the Torah, it doesn't tell us. Ach muvan u'poshet. It's clear and it's obvious. Shemahusay ha'ikaris, say Rosh Hashanah, in the kud achas. It's very important whenever a person learns Torah. And you're learning a lot of details and interesting facts, especially when it comes to a yontiv that surround the yontiv, or the part of the yontiv, the observances of the yontiv, the halachas, the dinim, the minhagim of a yontiv, the Torah, the chassidus, the musa of a yontiv, whatever it is. It's very, very important when one learns to understand the one nakuda that lies at the center, at the core of that yomtiv, because all of the halachas, all of the customs, all of the Torah, all of the musa, chassidus, all everything is growing out and shining out from that inner point that is in the core of what the yomtiv is. So it's the same way when you're learning a sugya in Nigla, when you're learning in the revealed part of Torah, when you're learning a sugya in the Gemara, to be able to understand the Nakuda Hatnim is the central Nakuda that lies at the core of the Sugya is very crucial. And if you don't get that, then it's very, very hard to understand the rest. You could try to memorize and piece together the puzzle, but it's very, very hard. So when it comes to Yontem and Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't tell us really what it is. We need to find out what is the nekuda achas, the nekuda achas, in which all of these dinim and minhagim and all the other events that happen in Rosh Hashanah, everything that happened in Rosh Hashanah and that happens now in Rosh Hashanah, all the tefillas, all the piyutim, everything must be emanating and growing out of that nekuda achas, of that one nekuda. Hamistafis lakama pratim. That one nakuda then branches out to many pratim. Okumay shah may ade hashana, shakol echad yesh teichem yuchad sha'isa onamit sign. And so it is with every yantiv. And it's that way with Shabbos. To understand nakuda ha'achas, the one nakuda that is at the core of the yantiv. Iker in Yonos Rosh Hashanah. So we're all excited now to get ready for Rosh Hashanah and to find out what's the Nakuda Achas of Rosh Hashanah. What's the Nakuda Tminis of Rosh Hashanah? Ikirin Yonos Rosh Hashanah Pitaras Achsidis, who hey Yoise, Yoim Akhtaras Akadashbo, who Lamelach Allah Oilam. The Nakuda Achas of Rosh Hashanah is that it's the day that Hashem became king, that he was crowned king over the universe. By the old Chabad Hasidim, it was called the day of the Karnatzia, the coronation of the king. That's Nekudat Pnimis. In Uman, those who have been there know that when the Baltila gets up and calls out, he begins Hamelach. So the Olam starts cheering and clapping Hamelach, the king. Because Hamelach, that word Hamelach, is the Nekudachas. To sum up the entire day of Rosh Hashanah in that one word, it's Hamelach. The cheering and clapping it's a little bit not used to that, but the cheering and clapping to acknowledge the reality of that Malchus, there's nothing that's more clear to us than that Hamelach. But that's the Nekudachas of Rosh Hashanah. The coronation. Shai mitzvahs hayom b'shoifer. The mitzvah of the day, the mitzvah of the day, of course, is the shoifer. Now, Sadia Goren gives a whole list of reasons for tkiyas shoifer. Uma taras hashoifer hi, and what's the nekuda achas of the shoifer? Since the nekuda achas of Rosh Hashanah is hamlocha, Haktara, coronation, and kingship. So that must be, even though there are many reasons for the shofar, but certainly the pnimius of the shofar. Umataras ha-shofar hi k'may mechazal, omar kadosh baruch hu. The Gemara says, Hashem Baruch says, imu lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchi zechernes b'shofars. I want you, the Baruch Shalom says, I want you to say in Rosh Hashanah, the psukim in Musaf, I want you to say malchias, the psukim of malchias, Zechroinus, and Shofars. I want you to say in Rosh Hashanah, I want you to talk about these three things. I want you to talk about Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shofars. Kingship, Zechroinus, remembering, and Shofars, the Shofar. Malchias, the Gemara says, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. I want you to say the Pesukim of Malchias, so that you should accept my malchus upon yourselves. That you should coronate me as king over your lives, over yourselves. Zechroinus, Kadesh Yala Zechroinechem Lefonai Latoyva. Zechroinus, say the psukim, say the verses of Zechroinus in Musaf. Kadesh Yala Zechroinechem Lefonai Latoyva, so that I should remember you in a good way. That's obviously a very, very deep meaning. What does it mean for Hashem to remember and to remind Hashem Kivyachol? We're not talking about that now. Shofars. Ubameh, the Gemara says, the shofar. How does one accomplish this? With the shofar. Mimayim is, that's what the Gemara says. Mimayim is emashma. From this mayim in the Gemara, we understand. She'ikoral shorosh Hashanah. That the Iker of Rosh Hashanah, who Kabbalas Malchusai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shofar is a means of accepting the Malchus. As Rabbeinu Sadia says, that it was, as we know, it was the common practice in ancient times, and even beyond ancient times, that on the day of the coronation, and even on the anniversary of the coronation, that they would blow the trumpets, and everybody would scream out, Yechi HaMelech, long live the king. So the shofar, the bameh b'shofar, is the means of the hamlocha of the haktara. We understand that kadesh tamlin chuni aleichem and zechonis kadesh yeh lezechonechem l'tar l'fan l'tar u bameh b'shofar, that Yikarosh Rosh Hashanah Kabbalas Malchus of Shekash Baruch Hu's Kabbalas HaMalchus. Yes, sir, okay. In addition to that, Kishenizbainin B'Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, when we look carefully at the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah, we should all be doing that. You don't take out a machzor, by the way. You shouldn't just take out a machzor and blow off the dust when it comes to by Rosh Hashanah. The machzor should already be out. It's already el. And the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur machzor should be out, and one should be sitting, not just the chazanim, the Bali Tefillah, who are preparing to thrill us with the latest nagunim, but each and every one of us should already have the machzor out. I should be looking through the machzor, preparing, and thinking about kshenizbainu b'tfilas Rosh Hashanah navchin miyad. But it's very obvious right away when you look at the tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. She'inyan hamalchus oimed b'merkas kol tfilas. That this inyan of malchus, of kingship, of royalty, is at the center of all of the tefillahs. As we said, everything revolves around that. As psukah has zechronus v'hashoifus, the psukim of zechronus, of remembering, all those psukim of zechronus, and shoifus, on the oimer mark b'tefillahs musaf shei Rosh Hashanah, it's true, we say those psukim only by musaf, those special psukim of zechronus and shoifus, we say by musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Ulam inyan hamalchias, however, the inyan of malchias, of kingship, choyzer al atzam v'chal tefila tefila. That's constantly, constantly, it's repeating itself constantly throughout all of the tefilas, mitfilas Rosh Hashanah. Maloich al ha'olam kulay. Maloich al ha'olam kulay. We ask Hashem, maloich al ha'olam kulay, to rule over the entire world. Melach al kol ha'aretz, and so on, galik for malchusa, to reveal the malchus of Hashem. All of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Hamal HaKadosh, Hamal HaMishkan, everything is Malchus. Gam Chasim HaKiddush, even in Zeh, Mel HaKol Aretz, when we make Kiddush, and we accept upon ourselves the Kedushas HaYam, all the tefillahs and Kedushim, everything is Melach HaKol Aretz, Malchus. Shekhen Inyan HaMalchus, so Yikarosh Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that the Nekuda Achas, the Nekuda HaPnimis of Rosh Hashanah is Hamelach. Zuvi Gam HaMashmoz, Shema Shekosub Kisvei Arizal, She'inyin Rosh Hashanah Hu Binyin HaMalchus. Whoever has seen the Kisvei Hari, whoever has seen it brought down in the Svar Makadosh and the Kisvei Hari, are familiar with these two words, Binyin HaMalchus. This time of the year, beginning, really it starts, the preparation of course begins in Elul, really from Tubav. But this time of the year is the time of Binyan HaMalchus, where we build or reconstruct the Malchus of Hashem for this coming year. Hatov Shin Samech Tes. It's the Binyan HaMalchus. The construction, the building of the Malchus. That's how it's called in the Kisvei Hari. Binyan HaMalchus. Muvur b'zevetoros ha-chassidus. And in Chassidus, it's explained, Sha'avoydes Rosh Hashanah hi livnais mechadash, to build from new, dahainu l'chadesh, to renew, es malchuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'olam. Mechadesh es ha-melucha. To be mechadesh, to renew the malchus. And on a deeper level, it's not only a matter of you or I affirming our membership in this exclusive malchus, but this mamash binyan hamalchus kivyachol that takes place in the universe, binyan hamalchus, ein melech b'layav. There is no malchus without. There's no king without a kingdom. The whole avoda of slichus and of tshuva and Yom Kippur is to make each and every one of us a cheftza of malchus, a person who is worthy of being in this elite malchus. and to be mamlich Hashem. Vohuhu toichen hadvaram dilael, shebiyayim ze onumak tirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the toichen, that is the deeper content, that is the true content and meaning of what we just learned. Shebiyayim ze onumak tirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makab moisem ichadosh lemelech aleinu al ha'ilam kulo. That we encrown the King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the Universe, on Rosh Hashanah, and we accept, once again, we accept the Malchus of Hashem upon ourselves and the entire world. Let's just finish the Psicha. Kamuvan Shadayin Ha'inyan Derish B'Yerachav. This still, of course, needs much explanation. What does that mean? Chada, first of all, since the mitzvah of the day is shofar, that's the mitzvah, the reis of the day is shofar. Muvan shahanakuda hati chaynesh Rosh Hashanah kshura in tkiyas shofar. That means, since the Rebbe Shalom gave us this mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and the nakuda pnimis of Rosh Hashanah is hamlocha, the coronation of the king and the binyan and renewal of the malchus, it must be that the shofar is in the essence of what it is. The shofar is an instrument of hamlocha, much more than just a nice old thing that people would do, that they would blow trumpets in order to celebrate the coronation or the renewal of the kingdom. That's why that became part of the world, because in the mitzias of the universe, the shofar is a kli of hamlocha. It's an instrument of coronation. And in Mela, the nations of the world, like many other things that they took from us, they were reverberations in the world that they felt shiraim of things from us. And that would become something that would be part of the mahalach of the world of malchus, to make noise. But of course, the shayish of that is the shayfer. Move on. Shandakuda dichanish Rosh Hashanah kshuim tkiyah shayfer. Ukemafurish gam b'mayim hachazal hanal imru lefanei malchus, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Imru lefanei malchus. I want you to say the psukim, the verses of Malchus, to accept the Malchus. Ubame, and how can you accomplish this? That doesn't mean how do you say it. It means how are you able to be poyel, to take these psukim that you just said, a commitment that you just verbalized, how can you take that commitment and use it to actually build kivyachol the malchus of Hashem in the world, over the universe. And the answer is the shayfa. Ubameh, the shayfa. Harish she'inyin ha-shayfa hu ha-poil ha-mlochus kadosh baruch hu kemelech. The inyin of the shayfa is that the shayfa itself is what is poil the hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemelech. Ha-ketza. How? Vesu. And also, the Maim Hanal Nizkara Gam Amir Sechreinus. That Gemara also mentions the Psukim, saying the Psukim of Sechreinus. Kidei Shiyar L'Zechanechem L'Fanai L'Toiva. In order that the memory of you ascends before me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Toiva in a good way. My inyan zichrinus l'malchus. What is the inyan? What's the connection between zichrinus and malchus? Remembering and coronating malchus. Amadua gam alias zichrin b'nei Yisrael b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nef'elus rakei det kishayf. And why is it that this inyan of remembering, that Hashem Yisbaruch Hu remembers us kivyachol in a good way, why is it that too is activated l'maise through tkiyah shofar? Why? The maimer didon, In this maimer that we're going to learn from the Alter Rebbe, Oymed Rabbeinu Lazarkin Barucha, the Alter Rebbe enters into this Barucha, and he discusses this at length, Ala Teichen HaPnimi Shal Shleishis in Yanam Halola. The Teichen HaPnimi, the inner content and meaning of these three in Yanam, Malchias, Zechrinus, Veshaifus, the three components of Rosh Hashanah, the Kishurim Zebizah, and the relationship between each Chelik and the other Chelik. The Ha'ikah, and the main point of the Maimah, Ketzad Shloishes Ha'inyanim Boim Ledei Bitui, the Toichen Mohus, Tfilasenev, Avadasenev, Meshach Ha'yan, Rosh Hashanah, how are these three inyanim expressed in the content and in the essence of all of our tefillahs, of all of our davening, and all of our avoda during this yontif of Rosh Hashanah? So this is the best way we can prepare for yontif. The imbonu l'sakim is an akuda ikaris l'maima, and if we were to summarize the Nakuda Haikar is the main Nakuda of the Maimer that we're going to learn, Harihi Nemezes B'Pasuk, it's hinted at in the Pasuk that the Rebbe is going to be explaining in the third section of the Maimer, Bakshu Panai, we just said a few minutes ago in the Dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi, where Dovid HaMelech says, Bakshu Panai Espanecha Havaya Avakesh. The Rebbe Shlom is asking us to seek his face at this time of the year. Bakshu Panai Espanecha Havaya Avakesh. I want you to seek Panai Lashon Pnimius. I want you to seek my face. Panai is Pnimius. Klaimar, what does this mean? The Rosh Hashanah Tzorah Kol Adam Legalais is a Kesha HaPnimi. The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is for each and every one of us to reveal the deep and inner connection. Legalais is a Kesha HaPnimi V'Ha'amayk Shebenavshay. This deep inner connection between his soul Ma'Pnimius Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel with the Pnimius of Melech Malchei Hamlachim of the Bari Island. That's the avodah of the Hamlocha that we're going to learn in this Maimon. Es bakshu panai, es panecha havaya avakesh. Es panecha avakesh. Ein hamadu berak bekabolos al malchus ayizbar habor lidei bitui bekabolos al mitzvahs. That means, we're not only talking here about Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim as it's reflected in one's acceptance upon himself or one's affirmation of his responsibility to carry out his chiyuvim as a Jew in the coming year to be observant of mitzvahs. Of course, that's true on the most basic level. It's absurd to scream out all day for 2 days HaMelech, and like we know from the Gemara, the Yechonim and Zakkai, if I'm the king, then why haven't you come to me until now? Meaning, for a person to say HaMelech and to ignore Chalila the Melech is not only absurd, it's very dangerous. If I'm the Melech, then what bearing does it have upon your life? But that's not the pnimius of Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the consequences, a very important outgrowth, an outcome of a healthy Rosh Hashanah. But the pnimius of Rosh Hashanah is panecha Hashem avakesh, hamloche, haktara. Lisnai b'maisa b'pal k'fir tzonibar on page Lamed Zayin. Lisnai b'maisa b'pal k'fir tzonibar, certainly. That's true, but that's not the only point of Rosh Hashanah. to live better Jewish lives as far as practical observance of mitzvahs is concerned, although that must be something that we focus, that grows out of Hashem, but that's not it. We're talking about a much deeper connection. That every mitzvah that I do, when I say those words, before I do a mitzvah, the word melech, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. To know what that means, that comes from Rosh Hashanah. And to be able to have a real kesher, a connection to Malchus Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. That all depends on how we are mamlech, the melech, how we coronate, or God forbid, fail to coronate the king on the day of the Haktarah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, on the tzrichim leza'azeya, as nekudas ayahadas shebaseichenu. That's a term that's used in the Chabad Sfarim, which you rarely find anywhere else. The Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe used to refer to it quite often. And the last Rebbe, Schuske Elena. Leza'azeyas nekudaseya. One must, it's more than moving, one must,
jolt,
that's good. One must jolt and shake up the that point of Yiddishkeit in oneself has to get a zap, right? To be jolted and shocked. It has to get a big bolt of lightning, of energy. The whole year depends on it, and our whole lives. That's why the Alter Rebbe says that Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh means the mind. The Rosh of a person, his head, is the mind of the year. And we know that anything, God forbid, that's wrong in a person, in any part of his body, even far, far away, at his little toe, it goes back. He feels some pain in his little toe. It goes back to something that's coming from the brain, how one experiences pain. And we know there's such a thing that there's in the brain, and I don't know anything about this scientifically, anything past, I took, high school biology, and then beyond that, there was something required in college, biology. And there's no Zechrenis, there was never Malchius, Zechrenis, very little. So, I will use the scientific term just to describe this. For those of you who don't understand, you'll forgive me. There's some stuff going on in the brain. There's electric stuff going on in the brain. I don't know what that means exactly, but there's something going on, which always struck me as interesting because I never saw any wires or batteries. As far as I don't, with myself, I never saw anything like that. But leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the... There's between the nerves, things jumping and all kinds of things going on. So it's like that zazua that we have to on the Rosh of the Shana. Rosh Hashanah is the brain of the year, the mind of the year. Needs to get a zap, so that it will wake up even the little toe of who we are. It'll wake up every little part of us, so that when we're doing something by Pesach, before we're getting charoses ready, erev Pesach, we're preparing the charoses, that there's still the energy of that shock to the brain, that good shock, the zazua. Of Rosh Hashanah, we have to be mezazeya, the nekudas hayahadish of Asrichayim, to wake up. Like the Rambam says with Shofar, that's what it means. The Shofar is Uru Yishin. The Rambam brings a hint. Wake up, those of you who have fallen asleep. That Shofar is mezazeya. The shayfas, even the person who's who has broken all records of sleeping through, you know, rabbis' droshes and all other stuff that goes on in shul, when it comes to the shayfas, he is wide awake. He's wide awake. Remember, I told you must have many years ago. I was asked to blow the shofar in a nursing home, and I had to go. This was my parents' house, and I walked very, very far. I didn't know it was so far, but I walked. I had to go on Rosh Hashanah. It was over 3 hours. I walked to a nursing home in Queens, on the other side of Queens, to blow the shofar, and they brought everybody into the dining room. Patients or clients, I don't know what you use now. I don't want to say anything that's politically incorrect. You can't say old people. So, customers? What?
I heard somebody
residents?
Customers.
Oh, customers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that even in the old days. That's not nice. Okay, but let's say residents, you know, whatever. So, they didn't tell them what was going to be happening when they rolled them all in. And they weren't all Jewish. There was only like maybe 20-30% were Jewish. But they have to look for stuff, you know, to do during the day to keep everybody occupied or something, give them some entertainment. I don't know. But they didn't, I thought I was just going to, there was going to be like a, I was going to come at the end of davening or something, and I was going to, and I davened very early to in a Hashkamah thing to go into. Whatever it was, I didn't understand. They didn't understand, so I got there, and they brought everybody into the dining room, and they didn't know what was going on. So I took the shofar, and I start to talk, and they said, "What are you saying? What are you talking about?" And I said, "I wasn't getting anywhere. There was no point to say Torah over here." So I blew, you know, I started to blow the shofar, and I started screaming, "What are you doing? What is that? What are you doing?" And people jumped up, not mamash up, but they started moving around. And the yidden that were there, some of them that were still, Baruch Hashem, they were more aware of what was happening, so they had gewaldig nachas from that, and that was why it was kedai, the whole walk. I did it the second day too, and that's why it was kedai. But I felt so bad, because they almost fell off their chairs. Because the zazua of the shofar. No, that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is a zazua pnimi, to be mezazeyat in the kudas hayahadus in a Jew. That's a lot harder. That you could still sit on the chair and you can go through many, many shofars. If it's not mezazeyat in the kudas hayahadus in who you are, then you haven't heard it. But that's the tachlis. Es panecha Hashem avakesh, bakshu panai. The shofar is somehow able to send that shock, that current, to be mezazeyat in the kudas hayahadus of es panecha Hashem avakesh, es panecha havaya avakesh. Mezazeyat in the kudas hayahadus shebeseichenu, achelak elokom yimal mamish in each and every yid. In each and every one of us, there's a chelak alakami, mal mamish. There's a chelak of Kivyochel himself in every Jew. A chelak alakami, mal mamish. Shu chad mamish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's completely one with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher mitzad nekudazu. Ein liyehudi shum dover ba'ilomai, ela oviv shebeshamayim. In the nekudas hayahadis, in that point, of a Jew, of who he is, there is nothing except our Father in heaven. There is nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that Nakuda, that's what it means, Hamelech. Hamelech means not that Wall Street is king, not that Elvis Presley is king, not that I was going to say Hank Aaron, but I think somebody broke his... Hank Aaron still has the most home runs? No? What happened? Who? Yeah?
Steroids.
No, but what was his name? There was that's Mark McGuire? That's right. Barry Bonds. Two people broke it, right?
No.
Oh, it's... Yeah. But it's finished. It's finished. No, so that's also he's not the king, whoever that is. I'm not sure. Well, Babe Ruth was the king of Swat. That's already said. How long is that? Malchus is already. That Malchus is already. Although he didn't take any drugs, and he also it was different. Something was different with the stadiums and the air. I don't know, but but that's that. None of that is the Hamelach. Whatever your Melach is, on Rosh Hashanah, this is a Zuah that touches and that shocks the Nekudasi Ahadis of who a person is, and in that place, it's totally clear Hamelach. There's no other Malchus. My work is not my Melach. The boss is not my melech. My taivus, my physical desires, are not my melech. I was talking to somebody recently who shared with me a horrible story that what he lived through years and years of a terrible addiction to drugs. I mean, there were many times that he almost died. That he lived through the malchus that those horrible substances had over his life, a malchus. And in that nekuda, hapnimis of Yehadis, of what a Jew is, it's only Hamelach. There's nothing that rules over me, only the Bari Eilam. There's no other reality, only Avinu Shebishamayim. And the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is to come to that nekuda. And we understand that for the rest of the year, we're able to not just draw from that energy. We're able to access that koyach of that zazua of malchus in every single thing that we do. To remember, and more than remembering, but reliving. Haderach ketzad lagil hazeh, the way. How do we reach this? And how will this help us understand the mahus, the essence of the whole davening and all the avoida of Rosh Hashanah? That is what the Rebbe is going to be spending the maimer talking about. Zui, Nekudas Advarim, this is the main point, this is what we're going to be learning, this is the Nekudas Advarim, V'idach Zil Gemor. And the rest, now go learn. So let's begin. Page Lamed Tes. We'll just start. We'll just do a sentence or two, and we'll continue the Zishan next week. Page Lamed Tes. Atam Nitzav Mahayom Kulchem. The parasha, as we come closer to the end of Sefer Devarim, is Atem Nitzav Hayom Kulcha. All of you are standing before me. Atem Nitzav, standing tall and straight in my presence. Atem Nitzav Hayom Kulcha. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on with a list of 10, actually, as we'll see in a moment, with a list of different Jews. Chaytev Etzecha, Shayv Memecha, the lumberjacks and the water carriers, the leaders of the tribes, the simplest people, the greatest people, and so on. But everybody. Atem Tzav Hayom Kulcham. Hinei, Parashas Ukarim La'olam, the Rebbe says, Parashas Ukarim La'olam Kodem Rosh Hashanah. We always learn Parashas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Umrumas B'milas Hayoyim, and Chazal have taught us that when it says Hayom, the day, At Mitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Umrum is B'milas Hayom, Dekoi Al Rosh Hashanah, that Hayom is referring, the day is referring to the unique, singular day of Rosh Hashanah. At Mitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Umrum is B'milas Hayom, Dekoi Al Rosh Hashanah. Ki ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyam rishon. As it says in the davening, as we say in Musaf, ki ze hayom, this day, hayom, is the beginning of man's existence. And it's a zikaron, it's a remembrance of that first day when man was created. Shekol nitzitzei nishomis, nitzavim umis alim b'makarim harishim b'yayimzeh, ad lif mehavaya, all of the nitzitz and nishomis, that means me and you, all of the nitzitz, all of the sparks of the souls, we'll see what that means. In a little while we'll see what that means. Shekol nitzitzei nishomis, nitzavim umis alim are standing before and are ascending b'makarim harishim to the first root of their existence, to the very beginning of where they come from. That's what happens to Rosh Hashanah. V'mekayrim harishon b'yom zeh, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, ad lifnei havaya, to that highest point that's called in the presence of God, lifnei havaya, reishechem, shifteichem, and so on. Reshechem Shifteichem goes through, the Torah then tells us the lists of the leaders and the heads of the tribes, to the lumberjacks and their water carriers, everybody, from the highest to the most simple. Parat HaKosif Esa Madregis, the Torah provides us with a list of 10 Madregis of Jews. 10 levels. Shekmo sheyesh esa madregas benefesh ha'adam, just like there are 10 madregas in the soul of a person, as everybody here knows. Dahainu, shloisha sechlim, there are the 3 madregas of Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Daz, of the intellect, and the sheva midas, the 7 midas of Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisoid, and Malchus. Kach, hine kol Yisrael, hen koyma achas shleima. So too, just like each and every Jew is built of the 10 madregas, of the 10 spheres, so too, Knesset Yisrael, of this koyma, of the Jewish people, as a nation, is like one body. And the Jewish people, this nation, is Kol Yisrael, at mitzav hayom kulchem, Kol Yisrael zayim kaima achas shleima, is one complete, perfect kaima body, so to speak, that consists of 10 madregas, reishechem shifteichem, until choyte veitzechem shoye meimecha. This body of the Jewish people that consists of the 10 madregas as an entirety is called Knesset Yisrael, the ingathering of all of the sparks of all of the different madregas. Knesset Yisrael, Shnechlekes la'esa madregas, that is divided into 10 categories or levels. Rosh Hashanah. Next page, Rosh Hashanah. Mis'alim kol ha-madregas. And Rosh Hashanah, all of these madregas, all the madregas of Jews, from the simplest, from the lowest of Jews to the highest, are all joined together, are all mis'alim, are unified and ascend. Afil mi'choyte ve'tzecha ad shoyev me'mecha. Even those Yidden that are called Chayte Veitzach and Shayv Meimecha, Shem Chinas and Madreis, the Chaynas, that we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's referring to Yidden that are Nebuch on the lowest level, that even these Jews, all 10 Madreis, are brought together and are Mis'alim and ascend. All of them join together and ascend to that point that's called Lifnei Hashem, as that place of Es Panecha Hashem Avakesh, that point of Pnei Hashem. Atin mitzav mahayom kulchem lefnei Hashem alokeichem. That all ten madrigas, that means the entirety of Klolius Knesset Yisrael, from the highest to lowest, from the lowest to the highest, ascends and stands mamish, face to face, kevyochel, with the Borei Olam on Rosh Hashanah. Now, next week, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn the Perush and Chassidus Mevorahos to understand this in a way that's more clear, and then we're going to continue to learn to understand how that happens and what is the meaning of this koyma, of this body that's called Knesset Yisrael, and how we'll see that so much of the avodah that we now must engage in revolves around Benom Lechaver, that we should bring together these madrigas, that Yidden should be able to get along with each other, that there should be a connection between the ten madrigas of Jews, so that we should be able to be mis'alvim together, Lefnei Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. So Be'ez Hashem will continue next week.